It's Newcastle's Hit 106.9 with Nick, Jess and Ducko. And guys, I suppose, I mean, this year hasn't been great with everything to do with COVID, but we forget that towards the end of last year and the start of this year, we had the worst bushfires in history.
Oh, I know.
And it was devastating for a lot of people, a lot of families, but a lot of wildlife as well, including somebody even made the claim that koalas would be functionally extinct.
Because of the habitat loss, but also the loss of life in the population.
Yeah. And so we want to find out what efforts are being put in place to try and protect our sacred native animal, the koala. And we've spoken to her before. Sue Ashton, the president of the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, joins us right now. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, guys.
Sue, so from the last time we caught up, we know that there was a massive donation effort happening. Where have you guys been sitting since then?
So we raised through a GoFundMe account almost $8 million, which was absolutely fantastic.
$8 million?
All from the public. Yeah.
What was your original target?
$25,000.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
And look, we were just overwhelmed. But we take with that, all those donations, a lot of responsibility. And what we're working to now is establishing the world's first wild koala breeding program. And we're quite a long way down the path with our planning and identifying partners and hoping to announce probably in the next month a location and where that will be and what our plans are.
So this breeding facility that you guys are going to build, what exactly makes it state-of-the-art and such a good breeding facility? Like, how are we going to see these gains?
It's the first time that wild koalas will have ever been bred. So koalas are currently bred in captivity for release to zoos and sanctuaries, and they do a really good job educating the public about koalas. But what we'll be doing is breeding wild koalas to release into the wild and try and re-establish some of these populations that have been devastated by the fire.
Oh, nice.
So, Sue, what does that entail? Is that capture? Sounds like such a horrible word, but is it a matter of finding some koalas in the wild, bringing them in for a short period of time, but then releasing them straight back?
We're working with partners, and it's a bit like breeding horses and things like that. You actually have a stud book. So you identify some really cool-looking koalas, and we've identified one called, we nicknamed him George Clooney.
He's
a handsome devil. Silver fox.
Can you send us a photo of George?
Oh, I could. Okay. He's just the most beautiful koala. His name is Ballina Franklin, his real name. He's about 4 years old, and he will be perfect for breeding. Now, he can't be released because of his health, but he still can breed. So he's currently eyeing off two little females from the same area as him called Rose and Myrtle. And we're hoping to be able to introduce them. So what we're going to do is breed what we call genetically diverse koalas. So koalas from the same area. So we're looking at Northern Rivers right now. They'll be bred and then released back into those areas.
Does that make a difference having koalas from the same area? Like, excuse my ignorance, but do they know that they're from the same sort of area or hood?
They haven't actually told me if they know where they're from, but what it means is they're a much purer breed and a whole lot more resistant to disease, and that's what we're trying to do with our wild koalas, try and give them the ability to fight these diseases that are wiping them out.
When we spoke to you, I think it was back in February or March, you'd raised 900K at that stage, which was still amazing. You were talking about some drinking stations that you were going to put about. Are you still going to put that into place?
Yeah, we've finished that project. We built 140 wildlife water drinking stations. They're across three states in Australia. And we were just so, again, overwhelmed by public support.
And are these just like a little koala bubbler that they can come up and
put a little claws on? Yeah.
Nah, it's a bit bigger. It's sort of got a big black tank sitting on a metal frame, and it's got water up the top for arboreal sort of koalas and possums and gliders and birds, and then down the bottom for other wildlife like echidnas and wallabies and kangaroos and so on.
Oh, that sounds wonderful, Sue. Changing tack just a little bit, I wanted to get your thoughts on, there was a bill that was being discussed quite heavily in our local region at least, particularly in the Upper Hunter, with the Berejiklian government putting some restrictions, or hoping to, on our farmers and the land that they can clear to protect native animals. And some of people in our own government were saying, you're going to, you know, strangle farmers by not letting them be able to do X, Y, Z. But, you know, other people saying, well, this is to protect our, you know, basically endangered species. What are your thoughts in that regard?
I think we can all work together. You know, the farmers have got to have an income and Habitat's got to have an out as well. So I think it means we've just got to sit down together and maybe it's a compromise, but work out how we can retain Habitat and how our farmers can still survive. So there's a lot of work to be done in that area.
Mm. Nice. Well, keep up the good work. Sue Ashton, President of Port Macquarie Koala Hospital, before we let you go, I mean, we love getting you on this show. We love you guys. What are the chances of getting the Nick, Jess and Ducko koala? Or maybe three. Have, you know, one koala for Jess, for Nick and for myself. You know what I mean? You can pick them on looks. How, like Nick's could be a bit less attractive. I don't know. Up to you.
No, a wise, start, isn't it? Yes. A wise koala.
An older koala. A great koala.
You will have a little.
I'll have a little. I'll have a smaller one.
Have a little one. Yeah. And I'll obviously have, you know, the feistiest of the koala lasses.
Yeah. Send me some photos and I'll try and line you up with the right-looking koala.
Yes! Fantastic. We know, of course, good friend of the show, Riley Batt, the Paralympian from Port Macquarie. Mm. He recently got a koala named after him, Sue.
Yes, he did. That was through Billabong Zoo. And, yeah, there was a great little story in the paper about that.
Mm. Oh, so, nice. I mean, let's get it.
All right, we'll send you our photos. You send us George Clooney. We'll see what we can do, okay?
Yeah, we'll do. Okay.
Thanks, Sue Ashton, President of Port Macquarie Koala Hospital. Thanks, Sue.
Thank you.